For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Praise God. Let's open in prayer this morning and thank the Lord for bringing us together. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us together. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful presence here today amongst your people. And Lord, I pray that this morning be a time of refreshing and strengthening and help from the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Well, we know that we are in this present evil world, and there is a certain amount of weariness that can come to us as we're fighting the good fight of faith, so to speak, as we're walking by faith. There comes, obviously, a lot of resistance to that from the world. And sometimes there is that weariness that comes to us. And I believe that the Spirit of God wants to refresh us today, to give us a refreshing, to show us, hey, you can rest in the Lord. You can rest in Him. You can rest in His Scriptures. Just take what is written and just believe it and rest in that. So I'm going to take us through some Scriptures and we'll look at them and we'll receive what they have to say and we'll say, thank you, Lord, for that. Now, God wants us to have a merry heart. He wants us to have joy in our heart. He wants us to have rest. He wants us to have peace. And there is medicine from God, and the medicine comes from the Scripture. Because the Scripture, as revealed by the Spirit of God, refreshes us, strengthens us, gives us faith, shows us the way like a lamp unto our feet. Well, it is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Gives us light in this darkness. Gives us hope. Gives us all types of things of our inheritance in the Lord Jesus. Let's have a look first of all at John 15, verses 7 to 11. John 15, 7 to 11. But in John 15, 7 to 11, we see that Jesus is speaking here. And this is what he says. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye abide in my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. So we see that the will of the Lord Jesus Christ is that his joy is in you, and that your joy might be full. So you might not be feeling joyous about various events or things or ailments, but just receive of the joy of the Lord. Just say, thank you, Lord. I receive the joy of Christ in my life even today. Fill me with your joy. Let your joy be full in me. Be full in me. And just trust the Lord with all your heart and say, thank you, Lord. I receive that. I'm not going to struggle against that. I just receive it. In the name of Jesus, I receive that. Look also at John 16, verse 33. John 16, verse 33. Notice what it says. It says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I believe that's a message for today. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. In the world you're going to have tribulation. In the world there's going to be trouble. But be of good cheer, because Jesus has overcome the world and he's given you his overcoming power. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So let your faith rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just look at that scripture and you say, thank you, Lord, I receive the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I receive that cheer. You've said, be of good cheer. I'm going to be of good cheer. You know, sometimes we say to people, cheer up. And we have good foundation for cheering up. Okay? Be of good cheer, Jesus said. I have overcome the world. So let's cheer up. Cheer up, and this is in the right framework. Cheer up, be of good cheer. Jesus is with us. He's in us. His peace is in us. His joy is in us. So be of good cheer. Cheer up. We know the scripture, but let's turn to it in Proverbs 17, verse 22. In Proverbs 17, verse 22, we see the vital, absolutely vital principle about the relationship of our heart to our lives. You know, if your heart is full of trouble, and remember what Jesus said, and sometimes we need to remember, what does the scripture say? What did Jesus say? Let not your heart be troubled. Say, thank you, Lord, I let not my heart be troubled. You've said, be of good cheer. I'm going to cheer up in you. You've said you've given me your joy. I receive that joy. You've given me your peace. I receive that peace. And the Lord wants to encourage you today that yes, the world is full of tribulation, full of sin, full of problems, but God is saying to you, I want to refresh you. I want to give you new hope. I want to show you that there is a plan I have for the future, not just for you individually, but for the church as a whole, and not just the local church, but for the global church. Proverbs 17, verse 22. Let's take this into our heart. Proverbs 17, 22 says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. So a merry heart, you know, God wants us to have a merry heart. That does good. That does good for you. There's a healing involved in having a merry heart. When Jesus said, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world, he's saying you can have my joy in you. You can have my peace in you. You can have a merry heart even in the midst of this troublesome time. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Like a medicine. This is God's medicine. And it does good for you. It does good for you. You know, we can cast down the thoughts that might be destructive. We can say, no, I don't receive those. I receive thoughts of peace. I receive thoughts of joy in Christ. Notice what happens if you don't have a merry heart. It can affect you physically. It can affect your life. As it says there, a broken spirit drieth the bones. And I've met people who hope has been sapped from their inner man. And you can see their frailty. You can see how strength has come out of their life. But that's not the way of the Lord. God wants you to have a merry heart. He wants you to go through life with a cheerfulness within you and a joy and a strength. And all we need to do is rest in the Lord and say, Lord, your word is correct. What the Lord Jesus Christ has given is correct. And I need to just rest in the Lord. Now, God can even do a work here today. So that things that might have been out of kilter, out of whack, can come back into alignment to what God wants. There's a rest in that. So thank you, Lord. I'm going to be of good cheer. Things can attack us. We know there's an adversary in the world. But that doesn't mean that that adversary has the last word or the last answer. We answer with the word. We answer with, what are we believing? What are we taking? Do we believe a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit trieth the bones? Remember, there's a lot of people who don't have anything like a merry heart. Full of sadness, depression, worry, bitterness, fear. God has not given you that. God is giving you even now. And is saying, look, I have these things available for you. Look at Nehemiah 8 verse 10. Some of these we've seen before. Good to see again. Good to look at with your eyes the scriptures. Nehemiah 8 verse 10. Just the last part of that. Just the last part of that. Nehemiah 8 verse 10. So God is saying to his people, he's saying, trust me. Trust me. There are things that are in motion in your life which I'm going to bring to pass for you. I have placed blessing. I've given the Lord Jesus Christ. There are things that I want you to just rest in and just thank me for. And here's a good thing to thank the Lord for. Right at the end of verse 10 of Nehemiah 8, it says, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's a good thing to say. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I have the joy of Jesus in me. The fullness of his joy in me. It is my strength. So here's medicine from the Lord today for us all. If we just take hold of it, rest in it, we don't have to struggle. We don't have to think, well, that might not apply to me. It does apply to you. It applies to everyone. We just take it. We say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your refreshing. And I'm going to be of good cheer. God is wanting his people to come to a level of trust in him. Not to be concerned. Just say, Lord, I trust you. I trust you. Go to Proverbs 15 verse 13. Proverbs 15 and verse 13. Sometimes we should smile. Now, you know, that sounds, should we try to force a smile? No. Sometimes we should rest and just smile. Say, Lord, you brighten you brighten me up. You brighten my cheer, make me cheerful. It's not me trying to force it. It's just resting in you, thanking you, Lord. And Proverbs 15, verse 13 tells us where that comes from. Proverbs 15, verse 13 says, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. Countenance is your makeup, the way you look. Okay? So a merry heart is going to affect you. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. You know, if Jesus has given joy, and he has, if he's given peace, and he has, if he tells us be of good cheer, and he does, if he's saying the joy of the Lord is your strength, then allow that to be to you the truth. It is the truth, but rest in it and say, Lord, I believe that. And a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. So yes, you can smile, because if you've got a merry heart, you will smile and you will laugh. I think sometimes we're a bit too serious about the opposition that comes against us, and we think, well, that's the be-all and end-all. You know, I've been guilty of it too. But the Lord then reminds me, this is what I say, they that war against you are as nothing and as a thing of naught. This is what I say, be of good cheer. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. The other part we see all around us, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. There's lots of sorrow of the heart all around us. But you know, the Christian is different. The Christian has the Lord Jesus Christ. The Christian has the Spirit of God. There should be a difference, and there is a difference. We need to trust in Him. Trust in Him. Have a look at Psalm 42, verse 11. Psalm 42, verse 11. As I said to you, these scriptures the Lord gave me a couple of weeks ago. He just gave them to me and said, Lord, he said, remind my people about this. Remind my people about this, that there be a refreshing in their hearts and minds. So all of us need to be reminded of this. In verse 11, sometimes we need to speak to our soul. Our soul is part of our inner man. We need to speak to our soul. And one area is this area. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. So there's lots of temptations for your soul to be cast down, to be disquieted within you. But you should say to yourself, why are you cast down? Why are you disquieted within me? I'm going to yet hope in God. I'm going to say, I hope in God. Do you have hope in God? If you have hope in God, let it come out of your voice. Let it come out of your mouth. Let it come out of you. Say, I hope in God, and I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance. That's your makeup. And my God. A good thing to say. Good thing to put into your mouth, into your heart and mouth. You know, I'll give you all these scriptures if you want them. All you need to do is after the sermon say, I'd like a copy of these scriptures. I'll send them to you. I'll give you a copy of them. So that you can meditate on them. You can take hold of them. Or you can listen to the sermon again. You know, God is saying, I have given you all types of things, all types of blessings. And God is reminding his people today. He wants to refresh his people and reminding his people of these things. Romans 15, verse 13. Let's have a look at this. Romans 15. Verse 13. The Spirit of God is here, and He is saying, hope in God. Hope in God. Hope in Him. Trust in Him. Look to God. Even if things seem black, look to God. Look to God. Look into his word, pray to him, thank him. Okay? Allow God's joy to be in you and God's peace to be in you. Because a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. So yes, you can smile. You can have a cheerful countenance, and you should. Romans 15 verse 13 says, "Now the God of hope," what's that word? "Fill you," and it says, "fill you with all joy and peace." It doesn't stop there, does it? "In believing." This is important, because you can go out of here and you can say, "Well, it's a fine collection of scriptures you brought out, but what's that to me?" And there's many that do that very thing. Or you could say, "That's a fine collection of scriptures, and it means a lot to me. I believe it." And so that's why it says, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Through the power of the Holy Ghost. Abound in hope. These are prosperity words, aren't they? Fill. Fill and abound through the power of the Holy Ghost. Believe that the Holy Ghost is working in you. Believe that He's working in you. And I say to you today, may the God of hope fill you all with all joy and peace in believing. Okay, He wants you to believe what has been spoken today and be filled with all joy and peace, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. God is wanting to remind us, hey, yeah, there's darkness in the world, but there's light in Christ. There's wonderful light in the Scripture. There's hope in me. I'm the God of hope. And I want to fill you with all. Notice that word all. Fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Because there's the key. In believing. You've got to have a believing heart about it. And rest in the Lord. In believing. That's the way you enter into it. By believing. Say, "I choose to believe. I choose to believe it." In believing. Look at Philippians 4, verses 4 to 9. Let's have a look at that. Philippians 4, verses 4 to 9. Philippians 4 verses 4 to 9 talks about rejoicing. Rejoicing. It's all part of having a cheerful heart. Having a merry heart. A cheerful countenance and being of good cheer. We see here, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." So we see here a few directions that the Lord is giving. He's telling us to rejoice in Him. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. We must make that decision. Say, "I rejoice. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what's already been done and what is being done. Thank you for that peace. Thank you for the joy through the Lord Jesus Christ. Fill me with that. Let your moderation be known unto all men." You know, they already see a lot of excess all around them. They already see all types of things happening which they know it's wrong. There's no way you could say that they don't know that it's not wrong to go out and carouse every week. They know that. You know, they haven't come to understanding the Lord Jesus Christ or the gospel yet. Verse 6, be careful for nothing. Let's talk about the cares of the world, you know, the worries. That in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. We need to rest in the Lord, believe that our prayers are mattering and do matter. And when we pray, pray in faith. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Verse 8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So direct your thinking. Think on the types of things that's in that list. Direct your thinking. Verse 9, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. The God of peace shall be with you. Now we know there's people all over the church, in fact, that forget the words of God, give no time to them. But we don't have to be like that. We can say, Lord, I rest in you. And I take what you're saying as true. I'm going to think on those good things rather than meditate on the bad things. Now the devil wants us to meditate on the bad things. And I'm going to, the things I've learned, things I've received, the things I've heard and seen in good ministry, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. So the God of peace is here today. And he's with you. He's with you. Let's have a look at Psalm 13, verses 1 to 6. Psalm 13, verses 1 to 6. So God's wanting to encourage us today to say, look, I'm here. I see what you've gone through. I see where you're at. I want you to trust me. And Psalm 13, verses 1 to 6, notice what it says. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? You ever asked that question? You might have. Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? There's a lot in that position, isn't there? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. Sometimes I feel that way. Sometimes I feel that the enemy has prevailed. But I've got to remind myself. I've got to remind myself that God is present. And notice what it says in verse 5. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. So my heart, your heart, shall rejoice in God's salvation. You trust in God's mercy. When was the last time you sung to the Lord or shouted in joy? Have you ever done that? He hath dealt bountifully with me. Bountifully with us. You know, he has dealt bountifully with us, and he's still doing that. He's doing that, and he's showing us his way today. It's medicine from God. It's refreshing from God. We saw a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. So let God fill you with all joy and peace, even today. We're going to finish with Psalm 126. A wonderful psalm. Psalm 126. There's lots in this one. And I want us to take it into our hearts. And, you know, there's been somewhat of a captivity. But that captivity will not stay forever. And as we persist in the Lord, as we trust him, God is refreshing his people, spirit, soul, and body. I don't believe it's just here, across the body of Christ. He's doing that. You know, he's doing it. Psalm 126, start from verse 1. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Well, Zion's a type of the church. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for us. I don't think the heathen's saying that at the moment of the body of Christ. But God wants them to say that, because there's going to be a turning of the captivity of Zion. You'll be like them that dream. Oh, things have... it's completely different from what it was. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. And then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. Verse 3, and this is what we should say. The Lord hath done great things for us. Didn't he send the Lord Jesus Christ? Whereof we are glad. We are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. This is a psalm of hope. This is a word of hope. There may be a sowing in tears. You may say, well, where has the Lord been? But believe the scriptures. Believe that the Lord Jesus Christ has given us joy and peace, and saying, be of good cheer even now. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads in closing prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your help in our lives. I ask that you fill your people even now with joy, all joy and peace in believing. We choose to believe, Lord, your wonderful word. Turn the captivity even here, Lord. Let all captivity be turned in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn the captivity of the body of Christ in this city and in this nation, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask. Refresh your people, Lord, so that they hope in you and see a bright future of strength and victory and triumph. Fill our mouths with laughter and singing, our hearts with joy and peace. In Jesus' name.